Joining us to talk right now, our good friend Larry Kudlow. He's set to be the director of the National Economic Council, replacing Gary Cohn. We haven't spoken to you, Larry, since last week when we were curious about this, but you couldn't share much information. Since then, a lot has been made public. And first of all, congratulations, Larry Kudlow.
Appreciate it. Bear in mind, I have not yet been sworn in, so I don't know what exactly I'm going to talk about. So.
Okay, all right, I get
try me.
I get that. It's a bunch of sensitive subjects here, so we'll try. Let's begin with the basics. When do you actually get sworn in? When's that happen?
Well, not quite sure. It may be this week.
Okay.
We're already preparing to move to Washington, D.C., where the rental prices are much lower than they are in New York. So that's really great. So I'll be down there. I'm going down tonight. I'll just be there. That's it. Ready to rock.
Gotcha. So as you embark upon this process, what does it look like? Are you going to be running through the gates and have a bunch of advice on what direction the White House should go? Or are you kind of taking cues from them and figuring out how you sell the Trump agenda?
Well, part of my job will be to sell the Trump agenda, no question about it. And I'm sure one of those areas is going to be the tax cuts and the economic growth. It's already started. That's going to be a key thing. And, you can tick off the big issues, infrastructure, trade, maybe a second round of tax cuts. That's been talked about. So there'll be the bread and butter issues. The National Economic Council is involved in all the economic stuff. It runs up through our group. And as assistant to the president, I'll be in all those meetings. And it's a great honor for me, really a wonderful honor. And I'm raring to go. I just can't say much at this point. And I said yes because it's Heather. Whenever Heather calls, I say yes.
That's Heather Hunter.
Wait, so Vince and I are chopped liver? Is that what this is?
That's Heather Hunter, our executive producer, he's referencing. And we're grateful, by the way. Larry Kudlow's been doing the show for a long time with us here, and we're glad you're doing it again here.
I'll come back and do it when I got more to say, that's for sure. But at the moment, I have to tread very carefully.
Well, that's good. We're glad to hear that. All right, so let me ask you a generic question about the economy. I've read several pieces predicting that the economy is going to slow down. We're going to start to see a pullback in the stock market. We're going to start to see this growth that we've been seeing. This has been going gangbusters. We're going to start to see that slow down. What do you think about that?
The growth slowing down, I'm not so sure. I mean, you may get a soft first quarter. For some reason, the first quarter of all the recent years has been soft. Why that is, I don't know. It's a seasonal adjustment problem. It's not going to have much meaning. One quarter is not going to be decisive. I'd be very interested to see the key category of business investment, CapEx, structures, technology, and so forth, because that's been the hottest area. And I know in the fourth quarter that stuff was very strong. The first quarter overall GDP, according to the Atlanta Fed, they have this GDP model, looks slower than it did to them a couple of months ago. We'll see. But I think that the investment part, the CapEx part, is going to be very strong. If we don't see it for the first quarter ending in March, we're going to see it. We saw a lot of it in the last 6 or 9 months of 2017, and a lot of that was small businesses moving ahead. A lot of that was the positive impact of deregulation. Now that we have lower business tax rates, I think you're going to see a very strong investment boom. So we'll wait, but I think it's coming. I think probably we're on the front end of a very strong investment.
Larry, I want to ask you to address something that you may not be able to talk about fully yet, again, given that you aren't in the White House role. But there is reports yesterday that the president and the White House is prepared to hit China with $60 billion in annual tariffs. Now, we see that headline. I just want to see if you can give me, first of all, if you can offer clarity on that, great. If not, can you just give us a sense of what China's role in the international economy is and specifically how it affects the United States?
Well, look, I can't comment on the specifics, but what I have said publicly and will continue is that China has been a deal breaker. Their insistence on stealing our intellectual property rights, our corporate technologies, and other areas. You have these state-subsidized industries SOEs, they're called, state-owned enterprises, and the state banks continue to finance the bad companies, which would not stand up on their own. And that, plus the intellectual property rights problem, you know, those all really break trade deals. It's been the case for several years, and there'll be pretty intense negotiations with China. I know the president, you know, wants to see some results from them. They claim that they're for free trade, but you don't see it in their actual results. So I know that's going to be an area. I can't speak specifically, but I know that's going to be a difficult area, but one that must come up. You know, I myself have said many, many times, I don't like blanket tariffs around the world. I do like specific selected tariffs in order for a wake-up call until they negotiate, or if they don't negotiate, they'll have these tariffs. But I don't know the specifics, but I think you're going to see some action on China or with China.
All right, one more for you, Larry Kudlow. Will we hear your show on Saturday? What's going on with the radio show?
I don't think so. Kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I may do it this Saturday. I did it last Saturday. I may do it this Saturday. I'm not sure. I'm going to get guidance from the White House counsel's office. If I get sworn in, I may not be able to do it, but I'll see on that. We'll wait on that.
Larry, I know you can talk about a lot. Maybe you can discuss this. Who do you have winning the NCAAs in your bracket? Who comes out in your bracket?
My favorite team was the University of North Carolina.
Oh,
they're gone.
Yeah, yes, they are.
They've gone home to Chapel Hill. So I'm not going to make a prediction on the NCAA. I'll tell you what, though. I love watching it. I just love watching it.
Yeah, it's been riveting so far. And it's also been riveting watching you, Larry Kudlow. First of all, congratulations again,
congratulations.
Sir. I really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Your guys have been great, and I appreciate it very much. And as my next life takes shape, I'll be more than happy to come on in a more official capacity. Love you all, both of you. You've been great to me.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
can't
look
wait.
Look forward to seeing you, Larry.
8:44 here on WMAL.